With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When we were kids, we physically walked into a music store to buy an album or discover new music. Oftentimes, the right album cover could catch our attention, and if the music matched up, we became fans.
So we're going to explore how the role of album artwork has evolved over the years, and whether or not you still need to consider it for your next release.
Hey, how's everyone doing? For Bridge Atlantic, I'm singer-songwriter Marcin Avelay from Canada.
And I'm music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland.
And you're watching B-Sides, a show empowering musicians with knowledge and advice. If you're new here, subscribe.
So, Marcin, let's go back in time to when we were kids, when we bought CDs. Back
yes.
in the day.
And back in the day. I grew up with vinyl even before that. When I was actually a small kid, I actually would get that record and put it onto that old turntable and actually listen to a record with the scratches and all. However, we did grow up, and when we got old enough to actually go into a record store, it was CDs that we did buy.
Absolutely. And for me, it was HMV. For you, was it HMV?
HMV?
Also?
Yep. Yeah. We had a lot of them. Now we have none of them.
So yeah. For me, there was nothing more exciting than going into HMV and just exploring, mm-hmm. flicking through all the different CDs, bands yeah. I'd never heard of, and deciding, right, I am going to buy two CDs. I'm going to buy one that I've never heard and one that I've been wanting to get for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of the time, it was the album artwork that spoke to me because we couldn't listen to it before we bought it. I mean, you could in some places, but not
yeah in some
them.
Place later. I think later in the 90s they actually had like listening stations,
yeah,
but oftentimes it was just a handful of CDs they had there. You couldn't like just ask to put one in. It was like the most popular ones or something, so that only helped push those CDs, you know, but it didn't help you discover new music. So it really was down to the album artwork.
Yeah, and it was really, you know? Like because that was the first impression. I know they say you should yeah. never judge a book by its cover, and probably you should never judge an album by its cover.
Yeah.
But we would do that, you know.
And it was really important for that album artwork to match, I guess, as best as you can, the music,
yeah.
right? For it to feel like it represented that music more so than ever, because you would look at that album artwork and I guess subconsciously relate it to another band or artist that you like. If the artist was, you know, with an acoustic guitar and had their head down or something like that, you might think, oh, this is probably, you know, maybe a bit more like this artist I'm listening to, you know. So it did play a huge role more than ever.
Yeah. But obviously the way that we are consuming music has changed. Streaming is probably the biggest way that people are listening to music now. And if you use services like Spotify, which is my streaming platform of choice.
Same.
Artwork is pretty small. You know, if you're browsing, then you know, you'll see the artwork. It's similar kind of size to what you would see on iTunes. So, you know, it's that sort of 200 by 200 pixel size, so small square.
Small.
And if you're listening on a playlist, the only time you'll really see the artwork is actually in the bottom left corner when it shows the album that's playing.
Yeah.
So I guess we want to kind of look at whether album artwork is still important, maybe in terms of streaming.
I think it's different now. I don't think it actually plays as much of a role in discovering. I think that's more so how platforms are set up in general. They help you discover. I mean, Spotify is actually pretty good for this. You know, it will make recommendations after you play an album or an artist. It will start playing other similar artists. So in a way, it's kind of a bit more pure. You actually hear the music first, you know, whereas before, again, it was the artwork that you usually would see. I think it's still important in a different way, though. Whereas the artwork in the past had to be really eye-catching, so it stood out when you walked into a record store amongst all other, you know, even if it was a popular band, you still, you know, if it was between this popular band and 10 other popular bands that were all doing well at the time, you know, you only have so much money, the album artwork would grab your attention and help you gravitate towards that, you know. Now I think it's more so, in a weird way, you know, we complain a lot about how things have changed in the industry, but I think album artwork is a bit more of an art form now in the sense of, like, just a way to show what the band's vibe is. It helps that person, you know, hear the music and, oh, I like this, and then be able to see what you look like or whatever vibe you're trying to present them with, you know, color scheme and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's more so on the second hand now, but it's still important because if there's a song I like and all I see is like a black album cover or something, I mean, that could work. That could totally work if that's something you're going for. But I mean, you know, it just helps elevate your whole image.
Yeah.
You know,
so my thoughts are that for the actual streaming platform itself, the artwork is definitely not as important. It is a secondary thing, like you say. But I think for in terms of like social media or if you're getting press and the album artwork is going to be featured in an article, for example, or it's something that you're sharing on Instagram, you know, hey, my album's out now, for example, you do still want it to be eye-catching. But I think in many ways, it's actually more about accurately reflecting the music and you as a brand. So that your existing fans feel like, you know, that's going to get them excited about it because they know that it's a continuation of what you do or what you have done. And people that are new to you will get that instant kind of feel for what the music is going to be like from the vibe that they get. So I do still think it's important, but I think in terms of the actual streaming platform itself, it is definitely, you know, a secondary thing.
So on the whole, I would almost say it is almost equally as important as it's ever been, but it's just consumed, I guess, in a different way. You know, if I'm going to share an album cover on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, you know, I think besides people being fans of the music, someone might be more excited to share it if it's a great album cover, just the whole vibe, than if it's a terrible, you know, piece of work that it's just embarrassing. You know what I mean? And also, like, I think your current fan base, like you said, and new people coming in might be more excited to click on something just if it feels like it's legit.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing. It needs to feel like it is a good representation of you and not something that someone's put together in Microsoft.
And of the album, because you can have different albums. Like something I do, I have on my albums that have my full band behind me, and I know that whole thing, full band sound, are always in color, full color, whereas my acoustic albums are always in black and white. That's my little way of kind of differentiating it so people look at it immediately and there's a visual representation of what that music's like, you know. But I think people still do appreciate artwork, and I think this might be maybe not the largest factor, but a factor in why people do still like to purchase vinyl. You know, obviously it's the whole experience of actually opening the record and placing it on the player and actually listening to it and letting the music change, having those cracks and pops that develop over time. But I think also having that big physical piece of artwork, I know people who are really into vinyl, and for them, it's very, like, that's a big part of it. That is a big part of it. Not the only part of it, not the main part of it, but it's a secondary part. If the cover kind of sucks, they're not going to be as excited to, like, let it sit out. You know, it becomes a thing. We're going to sit and listen to an album on vinyl and let, you know, you actually look at the artwork and have it displayed. You know, so that's kind of going way back, you know, to 20, 30 years ago, which is maybe even 30 plus years ago, which is really exciting for me to see that. Of course, it's not the majority of people. It's still a handful of people. But I see it that it still has a value. It still has a major value. So don't disregard it. You know, you can maybe be a little bit easier on your singles, but it depends. I guess, like, even singles should have, you know, even if you're putting a cover up, I think you should still be thinking about the artwork.
Yeah, I think it definitely always needs to be thinking about it as it has to be something that represents you and you know, the music, whether that's a single or an album, accurately. Because I think regardless of whether it's the first thing people see before they hear the song or it's the thing they see after they hear the song or while they hear the song, I think it always needs to tie in together. And that's the way to always approach it, is to make sure that it's the visual representation of what the person is going to hear.
Yeah, which is not always easy to do yourself as well. It's hard for us to see as artists. So, you know, hire someone like Ross in. Ross, some people might not know, but he does some amazing artwork for many, many different artists. You know, and I think from the outside, you're able to look at them and be like, this is kind of the vibe I'm seeing for you. And the color scheme is important. You know, you can have a photo that you change the colors of or add some color on top or whatever, and that can change it entirely. I mean, you did an album cover for Tyler Hilton, which was a great photo of him from the side. But, you know, you took that and you elevated it and added all this color to it and everything and texture, which changed it entirely, you know, to look at. So that's something to definitely consider, you know, the whole scheme, the whole theme. It's the whole vibe. It's important. It's a whole package. At the end of the day, it's, you know, it's a whole brand. I hate to say that, but it is. And it just is what it is.
It definitely is. It definitely is. And I think, you know, with all that, I think we've given you hopefully a lot to think about. We'd also love to hear from you, so please do leave us a comment and let us know your thoughts. But if you want more from us, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. And if you want to pick up one of our shirts, visit our website and use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order.
That's right. This episode was brought to you by Social Surge, your source for social media marketing and online music promotion. Check them out because they do what, Russ?
They keep the show alive. And if you would like to sponsor the show and become an official Bridger, join us on Patreon from as little as a dollar per month. Not only will you be able to showcase your band or brand to our amazing audience, but your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
That's it for now. Have an amazing time, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks. Bye.